And welcome to another edition of Native Connections Radio.
Hello, community. My name's Shannon.
And I'm Eric.
And we're joining you today to talk about suicide prevention that we've taken from this great book, Hope Squad, written by Greg Hudnall. Last week, we spoke about common misconceptions about suicide, and this is our seventh show, Stigma of Mental Health. We will take your questions if you'd like. You can give us a call at 707-599-5420. And if we don't answer, Eric or I will call you back as soon as we can. And we're still in this COVID crisis, and we're all experiencing and learning to cope. Suicide rates have increased during this time. Suicide is a real issue in Indian country, including here in Hoopa. Although there's so many deaths, it's not really something that's talked about, and that's why we're addressing it here. Taking the first step to talk about it openly is the first step in healing it. We want to make it so we're all comfortable talking about suicide because it helps.
Stigma is a sign of disgrace or discredit, which sets a person apart from others. There is stigma associated with mental illness, even the words mental health, because stigma, mental illness, is seen as a sign of weakness. Those with mental illness are sometimes misdiagnosed because their symptoms are seen as behaviors that they will outgrow or just need to try harder to overcome. Others often feel embarrassed for those with mental illness, and those with mental illness feel shame even though their mental illness is not in their control. The stigma causes the shame, which makes people reluctant to get help or share that they are struggling. This shame and avoidance of help can often lead to suicide. It's important to note that while the great majority of those with mental illness do not attempt suicide, about 90% of people who die by suicide suffered from a diagnosable mental illness. Stigma is alive and well in our schools and communities. People with a mental illness are not crazy and cannot just get over their mental illness.
Instead of feeding it, there are things that we can do to stop mental illness stigma, whether we are the ones with a mental illness or not. You can educate yourself and others. We can encourage equality between physical and mental health. We can show compassion to those with mental illnesses. We can choose empowerment over shame. We can also be honest about treatment and let the media know when they're being stigmatizing. We cannot harbor self-stigma and be open to conversations about mental health. Finally, we can be respectful with language. Using first-person language, a person experiences bipolar disorder instead of he is bipolar. This concludes the show. Our next show will be what to say and what not to say. And we really hope you got to listen. But if you didn't, you can find this audio at kiedefm.org in the health tab under downloads and podcasts. Thank you and be well.
If you know someone who needs immediate help, please call any of these numbers, the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, which is 1-800-273-8255, the National Crisis Text Line. You can text HOME to 741-741. The Humboldt County Crisis Line, 707-445-7715. Two Feathers Crisis Line, hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and their number is 707-382-0629. There's Strong Hearts Native Helpline, 1-844-7-NATIVE, and they're from 7 to 10 p.m. daily. You can call Kamau Behavioral Health. Counselors are available. Their number is 625-4261, extension 0450. These numbers are all on the Native Connections Facebook page.
This has been a KIDE Community Connections program. Native Connections Radio is a production of Kamau Medical Center's Behavioral Health Department. It is hosted and produced by Shannon Wilhite and Eric Reese. It is recorded and engineered at the KIDE Studio 91 by Joseph Orozco. Each Native Connection program is available as an audio file at www.kidefm.org, Download Podcast tab, Health. The next Native Connections radio program runs next Wednesday at 9 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. News Block hours. We thank you for listening.